Blog Talk Radio.
All right, there we go. Welcome, 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 all of you from Blog Talk Radio. I'm here. I work DoorDash, and that's much better. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm believing you'll find a petition to get signed, Francetta, and just be able to just stand there and talk to people all day long and make bucks.
Amen. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Those of you that's been asking for prayer cloths, we're going to have, we got the cloth right here, and we're going to make them so that everybody can have prayer cloths in their possession to be able to present to people and say, here's a prayer we're sending with you. And I hope y'all are fired up about what God's doing in this group of believers. Now, for all of our friends around the world, we welcome you. We say right now, in Jesus' name, may God bless all of our friends and partners wherever you may be around the world. Any nation, over 200 nations of the world, and we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. We bless the United States of America, all of our partners in Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South America, Niger, Nigeria, Ghana, New Zealand, Australia, the Philippines, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, Samoa, India, and Pakistan. How cool is that?
Awesome.
No snakes. Oh, UK, Ireland, Spain, France, Switzerland, Hungary, Netherlands, Germany, Sweden, Estonia, Ukraine, Iraq, China, and Russia. No snakes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have all of you with us. Wherever you are, as we say, every time we come here, please make sure you sign in. Let us know where you're listening from, because we would love to be able to say hello to you. If you can't sign in, you can just listen to the program. That's good. We understand. You can send us a postcard, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. And we welcome you. How do you do? Send us a postcard and let us know. If you just send a postcard and say, well, you know, then we'll know. We'll just check out the postmark and say, this one came from this land.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, I know some of you can't put your name on it or anything like that, but that's okay. You can send us a postcard. We would love to hear from you. We declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Is yours in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful.
I hear snakes are good eating, even though I've never had the pleasure. Really, Roger, you would consider that a pleasure? Of course, many people do, I guess.
I know in Texas people eat snake all the time, but...
Have you eaten snake?
No, 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 no. I did eat gator, but I mean, a gator is a gator. It's not like a big deal to eat a gator, but a
really?
Snake. Ain't no snake eating going on around here.
No,
of course, I'm
no,
unless I'm out like Bear Grylls, and I don't have nothing else to eat, then, you know, I might have to eat me a snake or something. I'll never forget the first time I watched Bear Grylls, and he's out in the jungles of Vietnam somewhere. And he just found this big old frog. He bit the head right off of it.
Oh,
I'm like,
my goodness.
Oh, my Lord, Jesus. He just, but he was hungry. He'd been 3 days without food.
I've been for 40 days without food, and I still would not bite the head off of a frog. Oh, my goodness. That is just horrible.
Wait. I do believe he was... had a little bit of theatrics in that. Yes, I do.
Oh,
I think it was for the show.
My goodness, that vexed my whole mind. Holy Spirit, help me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for all your love, your mercy, and your grace. And help Sister Leanne over there. She'll be all right, Lord. Just help her get through it. Now, welcome everybody that's with us from wherever you are, Sunday and Dan and Roger and Sister Francetta, Mary, Pastor Rick. Yeah, I'd stay hungry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Dee Dee Uvilla is with us. Hi, Dee Dee. It's good to have you with us tonight.
Welcome.
I apologize that you come in at such a time where we're talking about biting the heads off of frogs, but that wasn't me. That was Bear Grylls. He's a weirdo, not me. I would never bite a head off a frog. Now, if they had frog legs served right in the restaurant, I might eat them. But anyways. Let's get back to our program at hand. How about we do that? And, you know, get down to the Bible, actually.
Yeah. I agree.
No. He wasn't a poor little frog. He was a poor, really big frog. I mean, that thing was huge, man. I'm like, look at the size of that frog he just caught. So I figured that I'm done. Let's go now to our confession, like we always make every time we come here. Before I get off on a subject, I just don't need to be on. Here we go. Rise together with me. Let's make our frogs of allegiance.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's try this again. Rise together with me, and we'll make our pledge of allegiance, whether there's frogs around or not. Here we go. Oh, wow. Render your honor. We'll make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today. In honor of their loved ones' life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, let's pray our opening prayer together, like we do every time we come here in the community of faith, because we like to say it the same way every time. We pray this prayer.
Make this declaration.
as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ, with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The commanded blessing of unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. You know, if you've ever been in a place on the internet where there wasn't peace and there wasn't unity, they're no fun place to be in. But when you come here and you feel this wonderful unity and brotherhood and friendship, that you just want to be here. That's just how it is. You just want to be here. I do too. I love being here. Nobody's got to twist my arm to get me to do this, because I delight to do thy will. Oh, Lord, let's do the verse of the month. Our Father promises us a future, a hope, and a sure reward. Know that skillful and godly wisdom is so very good for your life and soul. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future
and a reward. And your hope and expectation will not be cut off. Proverbs 24.
Now, just for all of you who are very skillful grammarians, whatever you call you, grammatarians, just so you know, that is not my level of excellence on that screen, okay? And that is not how I left it. Jeremiah 29, look at this.
Well, it's interesting.
All right, Jeremiah 29, 11, 13, NKJ. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
And you will seek me
and find me when you search for me
with all your heart.
With all your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Unity in the body of Christ. And now we're going to pray over the body of Christ all over the world right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever they may be around the world, we bless them. We declare in all 200 nations, there's people that believe in you all across Russia, in the Ukraine, Poland, Slovakia, Moldova, all of the areas that are so close to this horrible battle that's going on. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare right now, this battle comes to an end now, that Putin puts his tail in, puts his tail in between his legs and runs back to Russia, a whip pup.
Amen.
Get out of the Ukraine.
Get out.
Get out of this land grab.
Amen.
Out of this wickedness you're in. And we declare no Iran nuke deal either.
Amen.
Everybody say it. No Iran nuclear deal.
No Iran nuclear deal.
The righteous are as bold as a lion. And Father, we call for the unity in the body of Christ around the world to stand up and speak boldly with us.
Amen.
In
Amen.
Jesus' mighty
Jesus
name.
Mighty name.
Ephesians chapter 4. Is God talking to you and I about the body of Christ all over the world, every part of it? Speak it with us. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Aren't you glad that all over the body we only have one Lord?
Yes.
That's it. There's only one faith.
Yep.
There's not a Baptist faith and a Methodist faith and a Pentecostal faith. No, there's one faith.
One faith in.
There's only one God. Baptism. Only one. You're baptized into the body of Christ. Glory be to God. There's only one body of Christ. I love it. This chapter makes it so plain. You have to have very high paid philosophical, theological help to mess this chapter up.
Yeah.
And believe me, those guys are out there.
They are out there.
Here we go.
Phyllis, thank you so much for help with the verses.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Always. We so appreciate you.
And Sister Francetta Goss, seems I either have the font I don't want or I have my words all bunched together.
Or both in some cases.
So we are the master of this computer and it works right.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:11. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles. Who did it?
Jesus.
Our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
He did this because God showed him to do this. Gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God, so that we will no longer be children. Say it, I'm growing up.
I'm growing up.
I am, and so are you. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. use me to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' mighty name. Wow.
Mighty name. Good evening, Rebecca.
Good evening, Rebecca Smith. Glad to have you. All y'all on Facebook Live, all y'all on YouTube Live, all y'all on Blog Talk Radio, and anywhere else that you might be listening to this. We say revival in the executive branch.
Amen.
And all of the offices of the executive branch. We say revival in the judicial branch. And all of its lower appellate courts. We say revival in the legislative branch at the national level and in the state level. We declare revival in the United States of America.
Amen.
Today. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot. Of this great nation. And we declare, God bless America. May God bless
America.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this great nation. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. When you think about it, that's the very core of what we are as a nation. But that can be for any nation around the world. All men are created equal. Those of you from other nations right now, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Certainly this was President Lincoln. Certainly he was talking about the fallen from the United States of America. But if you have men and women who have given their life to see freedom come to your nation, you can say this same thing yourself and make this dedication in whatever land your nation you are in. Father, help us to live, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for. And so nobly advanced, help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion.
We highly resolve
that these shall not have fallen in vain. And that this nation, under God, is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright. With freedom, holy light, protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And now, we're going to pray this with every brave patriot from around the world in any nation, because there it is, the declaration against the isms. Because the isms are trying to take over the world, and we're not going to let it happen.
Amen.
Amen? In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts the nation. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Psalm 144:14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful, powerful, holy, amazing name. Now, I really believe tonight that we're supposed to name our brothers and sisters in the 1040 window.
Yeah.
All right. I want everybody to pray this with us. This isn't usually something we do at night, but right now the whole world's in a big mess, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if Iran gets this nuclear deal, then just stand out in the yard and look for the trumpet, because, I mean, this is a serious deal. I mean, it might not be for another month or two. Who knows? I mean, God, it might not happen for a year, but I'm going to tell you right now, we need to be wide open every day, learning everything we can, growing in every way we can, reaching every person we can around the world, because Jesus is coming soon.
Drawing closer to God, closer than you've ever been.
Here we go. We pray over the body of Christ around the world and Australia, Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Benin, Bhutan, Brunei, Burkina Faso, Cambodia, Brunei, Egypt.
Don't follow us. Just keep going.
Eritrea.
Ethiopia. Djibouti. Cambodia. Chad. China. Okay, into the G's. Gambia. Guinea.
I'm lost.
Guinea-Bissau.
Hong Kong. India. Indonesia. Iran. Iraq. Israel. Japan.
Jordan.
Kazakhstan. North Korea, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Lebanon, and Libya. And now, part two, Macau, Malaysia, Maldives, Mali, Mauritania, Mongolia, Morocco, Myanmar, Burma, Nepal, Niger, Nigeria, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Somalia,
Sri Lanka,
Sudan, Syria, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Thailand, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, West Bank, Gaza, Western Sahara, and Yemen, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's do our number nine confession. Everybody pause for a minute. I'm going to turn YouTube on here.
All right.
YouTube is alive and going. And now we'll go back over here. We're going to get page number nine. Here we go. Now, I know that there's, usually I have somebody I can tell somebody saying, Pastor, what are we doing? Why are we saying all this? Well, if we were in a building together and we were all together, it would be easier for one person to pray and everybody to just go along with them. But we're in so many different areas all over that you and I, an easy way for us all to be together in agreement is just write some words out and everybody say them together. You say it. We read last night and yesterday for the noon prayer that set of verses out of Mark chapter 11, 22, where Jesus said, say to the mountain. And then believe in your heart and then say to the mountain. And that's what you and I are doing right here is we're saying to the mountain to be removed. And then we're speaking the word of God in a prayer, a declaration of agreement. Jesus is the high priest of our profession, which means right here, right now today, Jesus is being the high priest of what you and I are saying. Number one. We take our places as the Lord's house, established in the top of every mountain of influence. And we now repossess every nation and kingdom, every land and all wealth to the uttermost parts of the earth for the glory of God. Keep going.
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established
in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it.
Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We establish the culture of the kingdom of God and drive out every enemy and adversary opposing God's people. May the Lord execute vengeance against every wicked agent who dares to attack the righteous.
In the name
of Jesus, we are reclaiming all ground for the Lord. We are advancing in full force, clothed in the armor of God. We have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded with truth, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And we wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we bind and cast under our feet all spirits of deception sent to nullify our faith or kingdom impact in these earth. Because we are alive under Christ, we bind and cast away all hindering spirits sent to tempt us, oppose us, provoke us in any way, sent to cause us to toil. In the name of Jesus, we bind, resist, and cast away all spirits sent to bring disasters and sent to disturb our peace. We are alive unto God, which makes us dead to sin. By God's promises, we become partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. We enforce the victory of Jesus Christ and his blood over all enemies and declare, you are a defeated and spoiled foe. We plead the blood of Jesus over us and over our community of faith. In Jesus' mighty, awesome name. One more. It is written, the Lord shall curse him who curses us. All of you isms, be cursed. For it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble us. So we release the vengeance of the Lord and tribulation to all of your sham enforcers of darkness sent to trouble us. Wait, pause. That should say to all of you sham enforcers of darkness. Thank God for an extra R. Does anybody need an R? I have an extra one. We command you to go back in your place into outer darkness. We resist you. Our community of faith resists you. We command you to flee from us. Your work have been destroyed, and you are powerless against us. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, welcome to the community of faith. You may have never been a part of anything like this before, but it's all good. What we got going on here is a program that's called Establishing Your Faith. The people of this program are called the Community of Faith, as we come together as a community of faith. Our leader is Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and he counted it all as a joy that he might win you and me. Tonight, we're going to have a message about faith in some form. We're going to teach you the Holy Word of God, how to build a successful relationship with your God. It's what we do every time we come here. And this is a powerful place to learn who God our Father is and how much he loves you and wants to see things happen for you in your life. Now, do you want one of these fancy little rubber band bracelets? Brother Slick, what's he called? Slick Layaway made it. Didn't that match my Harley Davidson shirt just right, black and
it is. It's perfect.
Isn't that cool how that works? You did a good job, Layaway. I'm proud of you, buddy. God bless you, man. Now, for those of you that are new, we welcome you. Join in, make a comment. For those of you that are old, you ain't old unless you're 120. Because Moses wasn't even old when he went up to the mountain, and he was 120. You're just a spring chicken getting started at a good senior life. There's a whole life as a senior. 80 to 120 is 40 years. That's a whole life that you get to live as a senior. Intelligent, anointed, appointed, blessed, with no cares in the world. You don't care if you offend anybody. Like Summerall, Dr. Summerall said, I don't care if you're offended. Go away. I know what I'm talking about. I've been around.
Yes, I do, from Slip Layaway. Please.
Good to see you with us, Francetta. God bless you, ma'am.
I know. I love it when you're here.
God bless you. We're glad when you're here with us. Thank you. And may God, you know, when I spoke that yesterday, Dee, about that car, I spoke what I was seeing. I see somebody giving you an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah,
not like a big four-wheel drive thing, but like one of these little ones that get pretty decent gas mileage. But it's all-wheel drive so that you got the ability to go through any kind of weather. Mm-hmm. High enough off the ground, you don't have to worry about bottoming out. Yeah. Now, I wish I could say this to everybody that's here. I haven't seen it for everybody, but I saw it for Francetta yesterday morning when I was praying for it. And I don't always just say those words because I want to make sure I am speaking the word of God. But here's the revelation. When it's a word from God, we got to get it said so that it can come to pass on this earth.
Amen. And I
in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, where are we at tonight? Quarter after already. Wow. What a night. For those of you that missed the first part, we talked about snakes and some really cool snake stories. And you might not like that. And so don't go back and watch it if you did. Most of them will be removed by the time we go back and edit the beginning anyways. Now, let's say this about the community of faith. In the Facebook Live, I just let it pretty much stay. We start right at the Pledge of Allegiance most nights. And we start right there and just let it play for whatever else happens throughout the night. YouTube, I always bring YouTube live right about the time of the message so that I don't have to do any editing over there on YouTube. And usually it'll just start right at the beginning of the message. Now, in YouTube, there will always be, everybody say always. There will always be a timestamp, four-digit blue number, that says exactly when the message begins. Why do you do that, Pastor? Well, if you show up and there's a 12-minute intermission before the message begins, you get tired of waiting, and you don't know where it starts. But on YouTube, we can always put a timestamp in where it starts. If you're sitting around your house bored someday and you don't have anything to do, open up YouTube and start going through the messages and make sure every message has a timestamp that says the message begins here. Some will be 2 minutes, some will be three, some will just be right when you open, others will be 10 minutes into it. Maybe on a night like tonight, we're explaining something. But I want to explain it like this because I want everybody to be able to know how to use these platforms. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you're very welcome to come over here and be a part of YouTube and Facebook Live with us. And if you understand another platform really good and there's a bunch of people over there we can reach and you can bring it to me and show me how to make it work with what we got going, I'm ready to reach the world.
Amen.
This thing's coming down to the close and I want us to reach every single person we can possibly reach while we grow and develop and be established and are strong in God. Now, one of the cool things that's going on right now is that in the matter of 3 days, everybody say 3 days.
3 days.
In the matter of 3 days, we are going to be celebrating our second anniversary as a ministry. Now, you might say, well, what a big deal is 2 years in the ministry. Because these 2 years have been 7 days a week since March the 21st, 2020. Yes. Now, whether or not you understand what that means, let me just explain it to you if you need some explaining. What that means is 7 days a week since we started, we've been sitting here doing videos every single day in one form or another. And, you know, all of a sudden you realize, wow, this is very daily. But here's the cool thing about it. We get to have a privilege most people never get to. You know, there's many churches around this kingdom where they will never, ever once have the opportunity to preach 7 days a week. Never once. Mm-hmm. They'll never reach that point. Well, what are you saying to us, Pastor? You and I have an opportunity to do something that not many people on the face of this earth get the opportunity to do. And we should be very, very, very appreciative of what God has done for us. And continually, on a regular daily basis, be thanking him for what he's doing in our lives. Because, you know, one of the most amazing processes that goes on is that we are just continually here every day bringing faith. If you go back to the beginning messages that we had, the bottom line is we're just teaching the same message of faith we've always taught, teaching the same verses. We're teaching it in a different manner. Sometimes I've got a hat on. Sometimes I got a suit on. Sometimes we're in a hotel. Sometimes we're here. I've been at my mom and dad's, been at Leanne's mom and dad's. We've been in hotels, in the front seat of the car. We've been all over. But what have we done? We have continually done the work of God so that we can truly reach people with the message of faith. There's no glory to us. There's nothing big that we've done. This is just a group of people who have come together and said, Pastor, let's make it available for everyone to be able to see in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want to play you my first YouTube live video that I ever did. Wait, it wasn't the first YouTube live. It was the first YouTube video I ever did. All right? Now, give you a little background about this. All right? Let me get it up here. Just got to get all the technology working. In 2020, Sister Leanne and I were just praying and seeking God's face. Just got to get all the technology working. In 2020, talking out loud and making an interruption right in the middle of my message. 2020 in March, Holy Spirit said, Sister Leanne, I want you to go to Bismarck, get a hotel, and I want you to be over there and fast and pray for about, what was it, like 5 days, 3 days? It was 3 days.
It was going to be 4 or 3 days.
3 days. All right. And so we're like, all right, well, let's go. It doesn't seem to make much sense. This was right at the, just before COVID was really starting to go live.
Yeah.
All right. And so we're like, well, all right, let's go. At least we'll get away from Williston. Nobody will know us over there. And we'll just get in a hotel. We even got a special daycare for Ripley. They got to go play. We walked in this doggy daycare. There must have been 100 dogs in there. They didn't have no government regulations about how many dogs per square inch in that place. Anyways, so we stayed for 2 or 3 days. God said, I want you to stay another day. We're like, all right, that's going to start getting expensive. And on Sunday morning, no, he said, stay another 2 days on Sunday. On Monday morning when we woke up, somebody we just barely knew sent us $500 through PayPal and said, God told me to bless you. And we were just looking, paid for the whole trip right there. And so what did we do? We just stayed in the presence of God studying. I was doing Blog Talk Radio then and working to reach out and touch truck drivers right here in North Dakota who are working in the oil field. Well, when it came time to leave, everything was starting to ramp up with COVID, and the Holy Spirit instructed me to go to the Capitol steps here in North Dakota in Bismarck and receive communion on the Capitol steps.
Yeah.
All right? This is the very first YouTube video that we ever made, and I want to share it with you tonight as sort of a happy birthday COF. This was the very first video ever. Is everybody ready? Can we get three cheers for communion on the Capitol step?
Yes, yes.
Hooray!
Yes, yes.
Hooray!
Yes, yes.
Hooray. Let's see if we can get this guy to do some talking like he's supposed to. Ready? Well, let's go.
All right, good afternoon. It is March the 19th, 2020, and I'm here on the steps of the Capitol in North Dakota, and I'm here to take communion and to speak the word of God and the blood of Jesus over the state and bless our governor, Governor Doug Burgum, and challenge you to do the same. You don't have to go to your Capitol steps. Do it right at your house. I just like to do it here because of the power of the word of God and what we're going to say. So here we go. Most of all, magnifiers on so you can see. Revelation 12:10 says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcome the enemy by the blood of a lamb and by the word of their testimony, words that they speak. And they live lives of selfless service, even to the greatest price that could be paid. In our own time of personal study, this morning, the word from the prophet, Brother Copeland, in the strangest way. Psalm 62. Truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? You shall be slain, all of you, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. And then the psalmist says, Selah. Stop and listen. Verse 5, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. It shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us all. Selah. Stop and think about it. Surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If their weight on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. Do not trust in oppression, nor vainly hope in robbery. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. God has spoken once. Twice I have heard this, that power belongs to God. Also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you render to each one according to his work. Step back out of that. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. This is what God said to the children of Israel. I'm going to put it in a modern day example for you and I. The principle works, even though we're not there. Exodus 12, 12. Lord, you said you would pass through the land of your enemy and will strike all their gods. You will execute judgment against them. You are the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 6 says, execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Our God does that. 12:13, then you said, The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I strike your enemy. Thank you, Lord. You have made us your temple. Now, in the Christian church, we have the grape juice, and we have the bread. And this is our example of Jesus' sacrifice for every one of us. So at this time, I'm going to lead us in communion. Some of you may not have ever done communion outside. It doesn't matter. There's no place in the Bible that says you can only do it in a church building. The disciples were at a kitchen table. The scripture says, as often as you do it in remembrance of me. So, take your bread, and let's pray this together. I'll pray it slow so you can pray it with me. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. Pause for a minute. If you're sick, claim that. Claim it. Right out of the book of Isaiah. Spirit, I'm healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Every joint in this body supplying. In this body supplying.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Say this with me. In my family. In my body. And wherever God wants to use me around the world. In Jesus' name. Let's take the bread together. What's cool about God is he's always going to find a way to stretch you. He just will. As you put him in a box, he's stretching you out of that box. So quit putting him in a box. I tell people, turn the box upside down, make it a platform, and you can see a different picture. Just receive the juice now.
That's just good North Dakota wind right there.
Jesus said, this is the blood of the new covenant. Juice all over the bone. Pray this with me by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of-
I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission in my life. By the blood of Jesus, I've become a partaker of the very divine nature of God. The book of Peter. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access into the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony, we overcome. By the blood of Jesus, we purge our conscience, keep our robes white, so that we remain the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for us, in Jesus' name, let's receive the juice together. And then stick it in your pocket and let it get sticky. Now I got a couple more verses I want to read. Because God is the very present help. Even
now. Remember, this is the beginning of COVID. Like, they're just starting to ramp things up. I remember people were in Bismarck were saying, oh, my Lord, did you get to Walmart? Did you buy some food? There's not going to be
toilet
any
paper,
toilet paper. Big scare was on. So now I'm going to give us some verses that God gave me. This is like March the 13th or 14th,
yeah,
somewhere in there. And So this is all about what's getting ready to happen with COVID. Here we go.
When you can't remember your password. This set of verses came to me the other day while I was studying. Leviticus 23. You've talked to them then, but put it in your life now today for you and I and this situation that the whole world is facing. Since you walk in my commandment of love, that's what you and I walk in. God said, I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its fruit of produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing floor shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. You shall eat your bread to the full.
Hallelujah.
Some of you are concerned about your bread disappearing. Multiply the fishes and loaves in your house. There's a promise. You will eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. We speak that about America today. I will give peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. Our sword today is the word of God, and we use it against our enemy, the devil. He's what's behind all this. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. We rebuke you. We call you useless and powerless by the name of Jesus. Not you, the devil. Verse 9, I will look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the old because of the new that's coming. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. You and I are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. For I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves. I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you walk upright. Now, I missed the word Egypt. I ain't against Egypt. Egypt was a type of slavery and bondage, and God set us free. And now Psalm 91, make it real. Read this over your family every single day, three times a day. Those of you that are home, get this out and read it. It'll change your life. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. You say that. The psalmist said, I'm going to say this. So you say it. You can't. The psalmist is dead. He's in heaven. So you got to say it. Cover the mic up. Stop, wind. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Say it. It won't come near me. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. He has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You'll tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Then God says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I'll set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And here's one of the greatest promises is from God you can have. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That verse we read in Exodus said that the blood supplied in the houses where we are. This is the House of Representatives in the Congress. We speak to other people. God, that every one of our men and women who have laid down their lives here in this nation and around the world, wherever they've been, did it for that God. And their blood cries out today that the God of heaven defend this great Constitution of the United States of America, and he is doing it grandly today. Be of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God Almighty is still God. Jesus is still the name above every name. And use his name every day. I pray this all in the name of Jesus. I declare it all according to God's holy word. And I call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.
Well, there you go. There you go.
I did not remember the wind. I mean, I remember we were battling the wind, but I didn't remember it coming through and the sound that much.
Woo!
It was good. It was good.
Now, here's the thing. That was the very first time I ever went live in a video like that. Well, I wasn't live, though. I had to just pre-record it and then upload it. If you want that link, we can send it to you. That's just communion. A little tough and difficult to hear. However, where did it go? It's like dawn. It just disappeared. How did it disappear so fast? What did we do? Just delete the whole thing?
Oh, I
did. Is YouTube gone somewhere? Are you guys there anywhere?
I YouTube.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
That is absolutely amazing because YouTube is completely gone. So, anyways, isn't that something? Let me see if I can see me. Well, it looks like I'm back. How do you like that?
Hello, 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 hello.
Good to be back with you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, this is something that's never happened to me before, but hey, might as well happen tonight while we're trying to do something. Now, anyways, I just wanted to play that video for you. I'll play a couple more for us over the next couple of the next week or so. And it'll be a blessing to you. You know, we didn't have any subscribers to the YouTube page then.
We didn't have a YouTube page.
Yeah, well, right. But, you know, the idea was that was just a very, 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 very beginning. And it was cold, and we learned to not be outside in the North Dakota wind, try to hold your hand and be warm, and for the battery to last long enough in the cold, because batteries don't stay long in the cold. We learned a lot that day. And so if you go, there are no timestamps in this video. So I would like to have one of you who are timestampers. Well, that's a whole new thing I've never seen before. Share, copy the link. And I'm going to share it with you guys right now. Mr. Leanne and I were just share, copy the link. Why is this guy talking?
And
like
I'm going to.
There you go. Whoops. Well, we got to let it show up on Facebook first. There you go. Now it'll be a lot easier to share around. I just, you know, to me, it's just part of having a good time out here, just being us. Huh. Oh, here's my chat right there. My Lord Jesus. Copy the link address, Sister Lynn. I'm going to have to leave that in your hands to share that video to the other platforms because it has decided that that's not an effective process for me. I just want to have, I want you guys to be able to have it. It's a little bit of our history. Isn't that something? Nothing?
It's not
giving you the option either. Well, this is what we know. We did it. And copy the link.
That's okay. I'll deal with it.
I'm dealing with it right now while you keep going. I'm going to keep going while you're dealing with it.
I'm going to do after this. Thank you, Francetta.
Thank you, Francetta. Put some good timestamps in there. There you go. Now it's in the family thread, and you can share it from there into the other threads. And it will be a YouTube link, not a Facebook link. That's what I'm running into. It's trying to give me the Facebook link of the YouTube link, and that doesn't work. So anyways, that was our very first program back in 2020. Now, you know, it wasn't long after that that, matter of fact, I want to tell you another story because we left there that day and we were headed back here to Williston. And we'd had a great time together studying the Word of God and being alone with God, getting some direction about the program, where God wanted us to go, what was going to happen, praying and seeking his face about COVID. No, and I knew I had a word of God down inside of me for a nation and for other people, but I didn't know how to share that word. I honestly did not know how to share the word. We didn't have a church. We didn't have anybody following us. I've always done Blog Talk Radio since about 2007. So, you know, Blog Talk Radio was a simple process to me. And I can go on there and then begin sharing it with some of my truck driving friends. And, you know, sooner or later, it'll get out and be a blessing to other people. But this was the cool thing that happened. On the way home from Bismarck to Williston, we decided to take a side road rather than the interstate. And here in North Dakota, because there's so many thousands of acres between each neighbor, that most of our roads, that our main roads, are 65 miles an hour because there's no sense of going 50 way out there in the wilderness. So you can dodge antelope and buffalo and tumbleweeds.
And mule deer.
So the speed limit is 65. We're driving down this nice road, 65 miles an hour, and coming at me is five automobiles. They're right in a row. Obviously, the front guy's going slower because the rest of them are stacked up behind him. They come around the curve. As soon as they come around the curve, the third car decides to pass. And he's 100 yards away from me. He's going 65 miles an hour. I'm going 65 miles an hour. And he's 100 yards away. And I can tell by his trajectory, he doesn't know he's in the passing lane. And my thought was, if I go for the ditch, he's going to go for the ditch and hit me at 65 miles an hour. And in that split second of thoughts, I turned the steering wheel straight across the oncoming traffic, which would have been a yard of somebody's house. Now, I want you to get this picture. We're within 100 yards of these five cars. I'm going 65, more than likely they're going at least 60. That means those two vehicles are coming together very quickly. And by the Holy Spirit, by an angel, I yanked the wheel this way and went across the front of that car and stopped on the shoulder of the road. From 65 miles an hour to completely stopped on the shoulder of the road in what, 18 feet. Doesn't happen anywhere.
Every one of those cars.
All the cars missed us. The guy that was in the passing lane drove on down the road, got out and shook his britches out because he probably had them full, you know. And we kind of just sat there and said, wow, that just happened. What was just happening? Enemy was trying to take us out.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I hadn't said, I'm going on Facebook Live and YouTube. I hadn't said any of that. But there's something about you and I when we begin to chase after God that it can be seen that we're chasing God and we're going to do something big, and the enemy immediately begins to fight.
Yeah.
Now, let me say this. No, Pastor, you cannot say it. This is why you have to be a tither. That thief was trying to take me out that day. There's no way that would have ended good. That is no way that would have ended good. Five cars, we're all going 65. Somebody's in the wrong lane. Everybody else is trying to figure out how to get out of the way. That's not going to end good. But see, when you're a tither and you worship the Lord with your tithe every time it comes in, God rebukes the devourer in a way you and I can't do with even with our own prayers.
Yeah.
We sat right there on the side of the road and said, thank God we're tithers. Why? God rebuked that devourer for us. Let me just ask the question this way. Have you ever noticed things falling apart for you? Things not coming together effectively like you are? Maybe you're one of those persons that says, you know, every time I get something together, it falls all the pieces on me. Well, number one, stop making that statement. But number two, make sure you are worshiping the Lord with your tithes and your offering every time you get an increase, every time money comes to you, tithe it. Why? Because when you worship God with that tithe, he rebukes the devourer. When Jesus rebukes the devourer, there's no recovery for that devourer. The captain of the Lord of hosts, that is Jesus, when he rebukes the devourer, there is no recovery for him. And we sat right there and said, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, whatever day that was, I'm not quite remembering the exact day that was. But then here we are. We're back in Williston. And I'm watching my friends on Facebook and YouTube. Nobody knows Jesus. Nobody's teaching them anything. Nobody's on YouTube and Facebook doing anything, helping people. And one night,
people were so scared.
Yeah. Finally, one day, I just said to Leanne, you know what? It doesn't matter. I've never done this, never wanted to do this, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go live tonight. I'm going to go on Facebook Live, turn it on. We'll see if somebody shows up. If they do, we'll teach them the word of God. And
were you driving somebody?
No, I was driving a car.
Ah.
Driving a car.
If you remember on 80, where it's two lanes going east, two lanes going west, in December the 4th, I was driving, the semi passed me up, struck me right off the side of the road and put me in the medium. And I'm going like 65, and they had these emergency turn routes.
Yeah.
I hit that. The trailer come up almost 9 degrees.
Wow.
And fortunately, I got back on the road.
No damn sense of vehicle.
Amen. Amen. And, man, out here, if you're out here on 80, 90, or 94, man, in Wyoming and North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana, it's a long time for somebody comes by out here, man. You can be out here a long stinking time hoping for somebody to show up. And one of the things that's amazing to me about living here is that people truly love to, they're not going to let you just sit there. They're going to stop and help you and make sure everything's all right. And that's a really good thing. Thank God you're alive and you're safe, Brother Roger. That is an awesome thing to hear, that you're alive and you're safe. Now, let's go on to our next point on this. Because why are you saying all this? Well, this is our beginning. This is what we're doing here all started. This is what got it started. That night, there was probably 50 people that signed in and out that first night. Mm-hmm. And I thought, my goodness sakes alive, are you kidding me? There's actually going to be people that show up. And Angel Collier was there that night, and Brother Ken Miller was there that night, and there's a whole, Kathy Londo Barnes was there. Remember, Kathy was always a part of it. I don't think Phyllis was there right then, but you guys all started showing up really, really soon after that. And Brother Dan Cottle, I think he showed up right away. I'm not sure about you, Sonny. Did you show up on the first night or within a couple of weeks there?
It was later on.
Was it?
Yeah. All right. It was like a year and a half ago.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, because I come in and I kind of was there for a little bit, and then I kind of went back out, and then I got serious about it, you know, and that's when I started coming. So I would say maybe 2021, maybe.
All right.
2020.
Well, just
shortly thereafter.
So, just so you know, I think you've been here since the flood, so.
I know, I feel it. Good thing I can swim. I got the angel wings, you know.
So, you know, why are we going through this, Pastor? Because it's a part of who we are. It's a part of who we are. And I tried to get to the first Facebook video today to get to it so I could bring it and share it with you. But that's a long ways to scroll back. I've forgotten where I saved it because I did save it somewhere.
Somewhere.
I actually have it saved in a note as the first Facebook Live program. And it's rough. It's a really rough program. You can tell I don't know nothing I'm doing. And I'm not a little nervous. I'm like major nervous in that video. But here's the thing that matters about it, is that we've listened to Almighty God.
Yeah.
You look at that communion that I led us in on the Capitol step. Now, there's two parts of that communion on the Capitol step. Number one, that was the first time I'd led communion live in a long time, and the first time ever to do it on a camera. All right? I know Sister Leanna is a pretty camera lady, but it don't matter. I'm still live on the camera thinking I'm going to show this to the whole world, and I don't want to do that. But number two, breeze with about a 25-mile-an-hour wind.
So cold and so windy.
And my hands were freezing, but you can't swipe effectively with gloves and mittens on. And the other side of it is, the phone battery just shrinks in 19 degrees, and so we're having to make sure we're staying right on the line, making things happen. But anyways, I'm going to find that first video on Facebook, and I'll bring it to us. I'm not sure if it's tonight or tomorrow night. It'll probably be tomorrow night, and since it's Saturday night, and we'll just have a fun night of playing videos from our past, getting us all the way back where we were. And we're just going to have a week-long celebration of thank God for what he's done right here on Facebook Live. Now, on one of these programs, I'm going to actually play some 90-second ladies. The best jumps you've ever seen in the world is from the 90-second lady saying 90 seconds. And you're not knowing she's going to be there. We're right in the depth of a wonderful teaching and instruction, and then here comes the 90-second lady going, 90 seconds. And it's a lot of fun. Now, I want us to talk real quick about tonight's lesson. We're going to just hit it real quick, and then we're going to keep right on moving, because this is right in line with what God's doing for us. Thank God for our celebration. Thank God for the anniversary of that being together. All that, that's all fun, and it's all a lot of a good time to be together and all the rest of that. And our goal, our plan, what we want to do is meet next Saturday somewhere in Michigan and have a party, live party with you guys. Keep your faith with us. It's a faith project. It is a faith project to get there. However, God is filled with faith, and we got a lot of seed in the ground. So when it comes to seed time and harvest, there ain't no lack. Say it with me. There is no lack. We have a hundredfold return that's waiting for us. So the faith project is just seeing with your eyes. Where's that hundredfold return? Picking it up, and then we'll see you in Michigan at some point next week. And our plan is Saturday night somewhere in Michigan, Saturday afternoon somewhere in Michigan. Maybe get it in the daytime where people don't have to travel at night. Chase the deer and the antelope.
Well, in France, that is good too.
And the raccoons. In the name of Jesus, Francetta will have her new car by then.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Some of you don't say Habakkuk. Some of you say Habakkuk. But his name is actually Habakkuk. Or Habakkuk. However you want to say it. They're both good names. He was a good guy. But he wasn't a major prophet. He was a minor prophet. And he didn't have 38 chapters or 45, whatever Ezekiel was. He had just three chapters. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. Now, I know it's 9 o'clock and we're just now getting to the word, but don't freak out about that. Because we know how to preach fast, and we know how to preach slow. So it doesn't matter which comes out. It'll either be fast or slow. We know how to preach short, and we know how to preach long. So no matter what, it's going to be one of the two. Hold your Bible up. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word
says. I am what Jesus says I am.
I am. Says,
because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
My resident teacher.
My resident
teacher. Is making his word come alive.
Is making his word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word
and
of God.
Plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of
producing
my heart.
A hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen and amen. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain that he on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud. His soul is not upright in him. But the just shall live by faith. Another word for the word just is the justified. Remember what the word justified means? Just as if I never sinned. You've been justified. The justified will live by faith. That's the only place in the Old Testament that it says it. New Testament's filled with the word of faith. This is the only place in the Old Testament that it says it. Now watch. I'm going to go through it again. Verse 2, write the vision, make it plain on tablets or in a notebook or on your phone, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end, it will speak. And it will not lie. What's it? The vision will speak. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Now, the last two sessions that we've been here, or six or eight, whatever it's been, we've been talking about the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Father, and the gifts of the Son. On our daily programs, we've been talking about writing out the Word so you can read it and then get it down in your heart. How many of you have been noticing that with the confession we're making on Ephesians chapter 4, the Patriot Prayer of Dedication, and all of those confessions we're making every night? How many of you notice that that's starting to get down inside of you? And you're able to say it whether you're looking at the screen or not. Why is it? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. The more you say it, the more it's down in your heart. The more it's down in your heart, the more it can come out of your mouth. The sooner you can get the word down in your heart coming out of your mouth, the sooner you win the battles of your life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Corner's going strong tonight.
Love that.
Give them another cup of coffee. We need to keep them online. Now watch. People say all the time, well, Pastor, I want to be strong in faith like you. Let's be strong in faith like Jesus. Right? I know I'm an example, but I'm not your standard. You can follow me as I follow Christ. You can follow me that you can see me by faith and patience inherit the promise. And you can follow me. But I'm not your standard. I am an example of how to chase after God in my life and in your life. So what am I going to be to you but an example of how to chase after God? So... now, this is what I want us to see tonight. Well, I want us. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me to bring tonight. People are like, Pastor, I just want to see faith work. Well, get your paper out. Start writing your confessions down. Start writing a group of verses out. Say this, I need health in my body. Then write your five verses about healing in your body. And put them on a piece of paper and then speak them out loud every single day until they begin to come to pass in your life. Maybe you need health in your body, and maybe you need to have finances. On Monday, do health. On Tuesday, do finances. On Wednesday, do health. On Thursday, do finances. Why? So you're not just saying one confession all week long. Maybe you want your family to come and serve Jesus. Then on Monday, do health. On Tuesday, do finances. On Wednesday, do some verses about your family coming to Jesus. What happens when you do this? The word of God that you speak out loud about your family, just like we're doing at the beginning of this program, begins to happen in the realm of the Spirit, begins to happen down in here inside of you, and now it's God's word on your lips that you can proclaim and prophesy down through the eternities, and the angels of God take it, and it becomes angel food for them. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by the word of the preacher. My words don't have the power. They have an anointing of faith as long as I'm speaking the word. But one of our greatest challenges that all of us are facing right now, is to get rid of the religiosity out of our heart and replace it with the Word of God. It's like last night. I so appreciated Mary Pastorek. And Mary, I haven't seen you yet tonight, but I sure do love you. And we miss you when you're not able to be with us. Whatever's going on in your life, I declare you're able to get here. But I sure appreciate you asking those questions about those verses, because some of those verses didn't have anything to do with the Bible. But they were told her as though they were verses of the Bible, and the reality is they weren't. But Pastor, I've believed my whole life that this is what the Bible says. Guess what that means? You better stop believing what somebody else says and get the book open and find out what it actually says. That's why you never hear me once say, just trust me. You hear me say, get this book open and read what it says. Why? Because you're going to stand in front of Jesus, and he's going to judge you by this book, not by my messages. Can I get an amen from anybody? Amen. Let's go to Psalm.
Amen, amen, amen.
Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Psalm chapter 40, verses 4 through 10. Psalm 40, 4 through 10. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Don't respect the prideful, arrogant man. Don't respect somebody that follows after lies, especially if he's a preacher. Verse number 5. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak them, they are more than can be numbered, God's thoughts about you and I. You literally can say, my God is thinking about me all day long. Amen. Verse 6, sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened, burnt offering and sin offering you did not require. I said, behold, I come, in the scroll of the book it is written of me. Verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law. Your word is within my heart. In the Old Testament, it's called the law. In the New Testament, it's called the word. You and I have this whole book we call the Bible. This is the word of God. Amen. David said in Psalm 119, verses 11, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I would not sin against you. He didn't call it the law that time. He said, the word I have hid in my heart. Well, in heaven, Jesus was the word before he came to earth as Jesus, the man from Galilee. He was known as the word in heaven. Verse 9, I proclaim the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. David was not saying, I didn't put your righteousness in my heart. He's saying, I didn't keep it to myself. Right? Mm-hmm. But see, that's why I keep saying, write a verse list out. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't even know what to write. Send me what you have, all right? I will. I've got great sets of verses on many different things, and I'm glad to send them to you, all right? Here's what I know you got to do once you get them. You got to take those words that I send you, and now you have to make them personal to you. That's what Habakkuk says in chapter 2. Write the vision and make it plain. The word of God mostly is written in second person. But when you and I are speaking it for faith, we don't want to be speaking it like we're talking to somebody else. We need to personalize it and make it first person. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you. David said, Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. Now, Psalm 23 is one of the most interesting verses, sets of verses in the Bible. Everybody go there real quick. This word tonight is going to be simple, and it's just going to be one more application of get some verses that you hear me say that registers in here in Revelation. I don't know what those verses are for you. That's why you want to have a paper and a pen with you every time you're studying with us. Why? Because when I say, you know, this is Psalm 23, verse 3, and then I read it, you're like, wow. Well, that's one of your verses. Write it down. Now take it and put it in your different confession, list of confession in the different places where it fits. Why? Because you want to get that verse, the Holy Spirit just illuminated to you. You want to write it down, make it plain, so that as you're going through your daily life, you can just speak it because it's written plain in your heart. Look at Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, see, that one, that psalm in the New King James Version is put all in the proper tense. Why? Because now that psalm is just as if you were saying it yourself. And this is the process you got to do with all of God's word. Now, let me just look. I thought hang on just a second. I know you don't really have a choice but to hang on, but isn't that something? There is a psalm somewhere that is half and half. Half second person and half first person.
Psalm 91.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Because I remember thinking, well, the translators, you guys got it right on half of it. Why did you mess it up on the other half?
Yeah.
Pastor, did you just say the translators messed it up? Yeah. Yeah. Anybody that puts TH on the end of every third word has messed it up. Ifeth, youeth, knoweth what I meaneth. Anyways, that's the point of what you're saying. Both of these are a really good revelation of it. It is written in first person for you to be able to read it, just like it's you saying it. Now, go with me to John chapter 5. Wow, I'm doing really good. I'm impressed. You know, it's interesting when you can impress yourself. Sister Phyllis K. Raymond, glad to have you with us tonight, and all your family, all of your family. I don't know how to say all your names to invite all of you here, but I'm sure I'm glad that you guys are here with us. And you have one of the most wonderful people in the world, and Sister Phyllis.
Yes.
because what a blessing she is. And her prayers are so powerful for us. And what an amazing blessing our dear sister is to this body of believers. And we love your fiery testimony. We love your preaching. We love it when you get on and sing to us.
Yeah.
You are a blessing to us, ma'am. And thank you for being with us here all of these days later since Sister Phyllis showed up. It's really interesting how God brought us all together. But, hey, God brought us all together. John chapter 5. Look at this. Let's go. Verse 16. 5, 16 through 30. 16 through 30. Verse 16, for this reason the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. Isn't it something how many religious people are trying to kill somebody else that's religious and they're doing it in the name of God? There's people who die for their faith every day around the world. Every day. Why? Because somebody's just stupid. 17, I love this answer from Jesus. My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. You know what Jesus is saying? My Father's never quit working. He sat down because he was finished, but he's never quit working. Was man made for the Sabbath or for the Sabbath for the man? Do you realize how quiet it got when I mentioned the word Sabbath? Well, it's a cult. The one doctrine or belief system is a cult. And the people that are in it act very cultish. And they act like they got a demon if you say anything that goes counterclockwise to their doctrine. So stay away from it. Can't believe you actually said that, Pastor. Well, I'm going to let you believe a lie? No, it's a cult. Stay away from it. 18. Therefore, the Jews sought all the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And Jesus knew it. So look at verse 19. Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he, Father, does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that all y'all might marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all the judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Jesus said in verse 19, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. Now, I want you to get this principle. This is why you got to get this book on a piece of paper, on the notes in your phone, in an email, in a text, in a message, somewhere, and get it written down and make it plain. Habakkuk chapter 2, make it very plain so that you can understand it, so that you get this word down inside of you. And you only do what you see the Father doing, and you only say what you hear the Father saying. Well, Pastor, I thought that was for Jesus. Yeah. And we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. And as he, Jesus, is, 1 John 4:17, so are we in this world. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. What you and I got to come to the understanding of is We are literally becoming like Jesus and God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Some people are like, who do you think you are? Oh, wait. I don't think I am. I know who I am. The Apostle Paul said, I know who I have believed in. And I am persuaded in who I believe in. Somebody shout a big amen about being persuaded. I am persuaded. Now, I want you to go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Hold your finger in John chapter 5. But go with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Ready?
Just that verse.
Yeah, just that verse. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. And put the dividing fact in there. Man did. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Some of you are looking at me. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 through 5:1. 4:30 through 5:1. We're going to pause for just a minute. Let Sister Land get caught up. She's doing a good job. Do not grieve the Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Do not grieve the Spirit. Wow, Pastor, how am I going to do that? Doing things he tells you not to do. That's why putting this word down in your heart is so valuable to you, because when you get your heart full of the word, you're not going to do things that grieve the Spirit of God. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with malice. Get rid of it. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. You know, one of the biggest things you're ever... Hi, 90-second lady. You didn't scare me tonight, and you're never going to scare me again another night. Thank you, Phyllis. Good job. Watch this. You know one of the toughest battles that any of us are ever going to face in our Christian life? Is having had someone in a leadership position in our life treat us wrong and do us wrong, and the next person in the same spiritual position do us right, and we don't judge the next person by how the last person treated us. Have you ever had a good pastor and then had a bad one? And now you've got to treat the next one that seems to be good as if he's not going to be bad like the last guy that was just bad? That's why this verse says, be ye kind one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. If people are bad, then let them be bad. Don't moss over being bad. But don't make everybody bad that ever says the same word the bad person said. Amen? See, I'm dealing with something right now in the realm of the spirit. I can tell. There's people out here. I can tell. I'm helping you see something right now. There's a lot of pastors in this world that have just been absolutely messed up. You can't judge every pastor by that one.
Right.
I went to that one church. The guy was never my pastor, but I went to the church to check it out. And, man, I walked in the door and it's like, yeah, this don't seem right in here at all. But, of course, I'm learning that I'm new to the Pentecostal world. I'm new to the speaking in tongues and gifts of the Spirit. I don't know, but I'm just saying, Holy Spirit, lead me. And I sat in the back pew. You know, I'm a back pewer when I'm checking something out. At least I was then. Now, if I'm checking you out, I'm going to sit in the front pew and look you right in the eye. Anyways. And that man started prophesying Well, he was walking down the center aisle, calling people out and giving them a word. Well, that's normal. I've seen Dr. Barkley do that 100 times. That is in God. The only problem is, it was weird. It wasn't right. And he got back to the back where I was, and he said to a lady who was pregnant, step up here, ma'am, into the aisle. I have a word for you. And she looked at him and said, you ain't getting anywhere near me. She said it right out loud. And I'm like, she was a young lady, pregnant. You know, obviously, she was scared for her baby. You could see it on her face. And I thought, oh, my Lord. If she just felt that way about him, you know, you get that on the inside of you. Well, guys, anytime you get that on the inside of you, you got to do two things. Number one, check and see if you ate pizza for supper and that's your own life. Or number two, if you're not in a messed up place and you're getting that, then you probably need to get away from that preacher and that ministry because that does not belong to you. So I went back one more service. I'm trying to figure this out. I don't know how to. I'm all myself. I'm trying to figure it out. Well, that service, he preached a good message. He looked like Telly Savalas from Hawaii 5-0. He didn't have no hair. That's what he looked like, Hawaii 5-0, guys, what he looked like. And afterwards, after he got done preaching, he said, now, if you'd like me to pray for you, anoint you with oil, then come up front, and I'll anoint you with oil. And so I'm on this side of the building over here, and he started down there. And I'm watching him, and everybody that he lays hands on is falling out. And some of them are not falling out. Some of them he is pushing out. And I'm just kind of watching him saying, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And he got within about eight people. I mean, I'm like, nah, I'm all right. And I went back in my seat and never went back because he was pushing people down. But the next pastor I found, I couldn't judge him by that person because the next guy had his stuff together, and he had his stuff together good. He had a church that would seat about 700 people, and he had five Sunday morning services and three Sunday night services. Yeah. The man started at about 6 o'clock in the morning and didn't get home till about 9 o'clock at night. Because he was there at the church all day long doing church for people who wanted God. It was cool to watch because he had a building, seated about 700, and all the people said, Pastor, let us build a new building. So they went and found a piece of property, and they all donated their money so they could build a new building. They built a new building with a sanctuary that seated 2,500 people, and the first service of the new building, they had to have two services because there was too many people.
Wow, that's awesome.
And within about 6 months, they were at three services on Sunday morning.
Again.
And then they built another building on top beyond that one, and that sanctuary seats about 15,000. Now listen, I can't judge this pastor who's really got his stuff together, was a very, very faithful student of Kenneth Hagin. I can't judge him by that last guy, because then I will be judging and judging improperly. And I'm not going to ever do that. And here's the reality of it. I got to make sure my heart is right, even in my own questioning, saying, wow, I wonder what's going on with that. I did not feel good about it. That all about?
You saw people in Mark Berkeley's pushing people down too on the media. They were not falling.
Well, I don't know the situation you were talking about. I know Dr. Barkley is very much against that. I know sometimes it looks like they're falling out. And what you'll, from my personal experience, I never defend somebody that's wrong. Never. However, personal experience laying hands on people, Sometimes as you lay hands on people, they lean into you. They lean away from you. And what can look like that, what can look like that can be seen as messed up, but when the Holy Spirit's moving, there are all kinds of stuff happening. I mean, I've laid hands on people, and ain't no catcher caught them, and down they went. I laid hands on the one lady, and she flew up out of her shoes and banged her head on the pew, the first pew of the church. Knocked her glasses off, and they broke. And I'm like, well, now isn't that a wonderful thing right there, you know? Obviously, they were broken before she got to church, but that happened with me. So I appreciate you saying this, Francetta,
yeah,
giving me this opportunity. I want to say this to you. Dr. Barclay is very, very specific. Don't be pushing anybody down. He's very specific because he doesn't want any sensationalism in what's going on. However, I saw a young man come up one night to the altar, and he had a demon in him. And like he had a demon in him. Well, when you got a demon, when a person has a demon, all kinds of stuff happens. Sometimes a demon will grab a person that's doing the praying, and you literally shake yourself free, and they'll fall on the ground. But you're getting them free. I can tell you from personal experience, you don't push somebody down in Dr. Barclay's meeting. That is not allowed, because there's no sensationalism. If somebody's going to fall out in the spirit, then God's going to do it. No man's going to have to help God knock somebody down. And what good does it do if I knock you down or push you down on the ground? Then I am a man doing something to you that wasn't supposed to be done. However, if you've never laid hands on Sister Pentecost, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch. I want everybody to pay attention to Sister Pentecost. Because when they lay hands on Sister Pentecost, this is the way she acts.
And
about one-eighth of that is actually the Holy Spirit. However, she learned that in the Pentecostal world. All right. Now, sometimes when you're laying hands on that Sister Pentecost, you are the one who is going to get her free from that, and she'll never do it again. And when the Holy Spirit is flowing through you, you got to stay with her saying, in the name of Jesus, I speak it in the name. Well, she's stumbling and jumping and wiggling and writhing and falling all over and weaving and bobbing.
And you're just trying to keep up.
And you're trying to keep up. So the reason I'm trying to make it a little humorous here right now, because it's a challenge to keep up with God's people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
My personal experience with Dr. Barclay is he's going to tell everybody, you don't push nobody down. You don't make anybody go down at all. At all. Now, when I first started going to the hospital, okay, praying for people, I had a brother in the church who had MS. So he's in the hospital in West Branch, and I go in to see him, right? And so when I got there, he's like, Pastor, pray for me. I don't want to be in this hospital. I need to be back home where I belong, but this MS is kicking me, and I got to get free from it. So I lay my hands on his leg. And I'm at the end of the bed. I just put my hands on his leg, and I'm just praying. When I get done, Brother Phil says, thank you, Pastor, for the prayer. I think I'm going to probably go home now. But next time, could you not squeeze my legs as hard?
Oh, no.
And I didn't look, but had you looked, you would have probably seen my fingerprint on his leg where I was like, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Francetta, for bringing this up, because I'm really glad I'm able to straighten this out. That, pastor's just, that's not, sensationalism does you no good. It brings the wrong spirit in the house. There's no value in a man knocking another man down. There's no value in it. If you go out in the spirit, you go out in the spirit. I'll use myself. I've had many times people laid hands on me. I didn't go out in the spirit. And one time Dr. Barkley called me up. He's like, Kyle, get up here. Hurry up. Boom, I'm up front. Stand in front of me. And he prophesies to me. And he kind of looks around and he says to everybody, I just realized I've been yelling at everybody tonight. Isn't that kind of strange? I'm just yelling at everybody. And he goes, ha ha ha! And I went in a heap, straight down. Tipped over, felt my head bounce on the floor, bong, bong, bong. And I was out for, I don't know, 25 minutes. Well, when you listen to the tape, he's like, well, it sure works good, doesn't it? And yet that night, the same night, my good friend Kim Wetland got delivered from unforgiveness and bitterness and his whole nervous system being burnt out. And Pastor laid hands on him and laid hands on him, and Kim's shaking and he's shaking, and Pastor's laying hands on him and Kim's shaking, and Kim starts laughing. Well, you could have looked at that and said it was wrong, but Brother Kim was really glad he laid hands on him and got him free, because the next morning when he woke up, he was completely healed, and his nervous system, that the doctor had given him meds on purpose to burn the nervous system out, his whole nervous system was healed that night in that service.
Yeah, that's an amazing.
And when Pastor Note took his hands off him, Kim just sat down on the front of the platform right there and literally laughed. His face and his whole body was beet red for about 25 minutes. Well, there's no way you can say, well, is that right or wrong? Well, you asked Brother Kim, it was right because he got him free. But none were out. They got up, and the next person took their place. No one stayed down. Well,
I think
there's just no way. This is what's cool, as you brought it to my attention and given me the opportunity to say something about it. I really appreciate it. And I always say this to any of you about this kind of thing. Anytime you have a question about this, say it. Bring it to me and say it. Why? Because you and I got to make sure we're walking in the paths of righteousness. Now, let me tell you the first time Dr. Barkley ever called me to pray for somebody. It was in a Holy Spirit conference or something. I'm sitting on the second row or whatever. And he's like, Brother so-and-so, Brother so-and-so, Brother Cotto, get up. Go pray for them guys over there. And I'm going over there, and I'm like, what am I? I don't even know what to say. What do you mean, go pray for those people? I don't know what to say. I'm, in the name of Jesus, I'm just screaming and shaking.
Don't scream. Don't shake them. Oh, my.
I sure wish he would have said no screaming and no shaking.
Yeah.
So, most of all, I really appreciate, I honestly appreciate you bringing it up. Why? Because it helps us put a better understanding on it. When the things of the Spirit begin happening, they get crazy. It gets crazy. It really does get crazy. I was with Dr. Barkley one time in Holland, Michigan at Fred Gulick's church. Fred Garlock, Gulick, Fred's church. He was a good man. He was a powerful missionary man. And he was a pastor there in Holland, Michigan. And the Holy Spirit began to flow on Dr. Barkley like he did, and Pastor was calling people up, and they were prophesying over him and stuff, and I was probably on about the third row. I was me, Big Tim Little, Little Tim Little and Andy. We were all sitting there, the four of us, because we ran in Chalmers. I guess there was five of us, because Chalmers was with us. But the five of us ran together everywhere. And so Patsy's like, Sam, step up in the aisle. I got a word for you. And so I stepped up, and he prophesied over me. And down I went. And he said to the usher, standing back up. So I said, yeah, not everyone goes out. Yeah,
not everyone does.
No, I've had last time. I go, so he stayed back up, and he prophesies again. Down I go. So pastor says to Fred, step up here. I got a word for you. He begins to prophesy over Fred. He was sitting like two rows in front of me. And he said, Fred, you got a pastoral anointing. Turn around and lay hands on that pastor who's laying right there on the floor and impart that anointing in your life on him. So I can feel him. He's praying for me. I can hear him. And he turns around and pastor says, and you'll always. And then prophesies over him, smacks him on the head, and the dude fell right on top of me. Yeah, boom. And when you listen to the tape, you could hear it. Oh, you know, he landed on me, you know. Pastor's laughing on the tape. He's like, he said to the ushers, roll him off. And obviously they had a look on their face like, what? He said, roll him off. They're like, what? He said, roll him off of Sam. So they rolled Brother Fred off of me. I got a powerful impact that night, man. I not only went out in the spirit, he pile drive me when I was down there, but you don't feel it. Why? Because it's the Holy Spirit moving on that situation. And so I'm glad you brought it up, Francetta.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Appreciate people that are not afraid to say, hey, what about this? That
yeah.
That makes so much more strength for us.
Yeah.
You might not have ever been a part of a service like this. I can't wait till this group of people, we all be able to get together and have one of those services.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's awesome. Holy Spirit shows up, begins to move. I love it. I've been in a lot of them. I've led some of them like that. All right? I love it. And God loves it. This is what we know. Don't show up and fake nothing. Just show up and receive what God has for you. The one time I tell you the story about the glory cloud being in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened after I walked through the last set of chairs into the altar. I don't know what happened. I just know 45 minutes later, I came to, I was up in the altar right against the wall of the altar, and I was laying on the altar. I don't know. I don't know what happened between last chair, Brother Randy Saylor was sitting right there, between the last chair and that altar. I can't tell you what happened. I can tell you when I woke up. Another time I went out in the spirit, and it was like electricity would go up my arm, up around my head, down the other side, down my arm, up my arm, down my leg, up my leg, down my leg, and go. And it was just like this laser electricity was going all around inside of me. And I said, wow, Father, what's happening? He said, I'm burning stuff out of you. There's no other way you're going to get it out. I'm like, burn away, man. I just laid there.
Amen.
I just laid there in the presence of God.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when I first went there, it was probably about 2 years into being there, they remodeled the front of the church and put a new platform up. When they did, they changed all the carpet around the front because they changed the size of the altar and the shape of it. So all that carpet had to be tore up across the front of the church. And I was there the night we were tearing it up. And I'm like, I want as big a pieces as you guys can make. Make them big. And I went to the head helps guy. I said, Gary, can I have that carpet? He goes, yeah, what do you want? I'm like, why do I want it? That's the biggest prayer cloth you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, wow, you're really into this, aren't you? He said, you can see it, can't you? I'm like, yeah. I took that home and put it in the front room of my house. We had all kinds of Holy Ghost meetings right there in the house, just laid out in the spirit, because that that carpet had so much anointing in it from all of those service, and we respected that anointing. Because you respect the anointing has the ability to change your life. Just like when you have a prayer cloth. If you respect these cloths and the biblical principle of it, then you get the glory. This is good. Isn't this good? This is good. And so, you know, Holy Spirit Conference, I was in another one. Pastor was standing up on the platform, and the aisle that runs back to the back door on this side of the platform, he would tell people in that section, stand up there in that aisle, like right there, and the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. Nobody touch him. Nobody's near him. Bam. And it just stacked them up like cordwood all the way back the whole aisle. One young man. One young man one day, he was the most timid, shy young man at Midland. He was very timid, very shy. Pastor called him up. He prophesies to him. He looks at him. Taps him on the head like that with his hand. Just taps him on the head like that. And the dude took off running. On the front, up around the back wall, around the back wall, come back around the front, back around. About the fourth time around, pastor put his hand up, stopped him. Kid just stood there looking at him like that, got his breath. Pastor touched him in the head, and the kid literally ran around that church for the whole service. Not wide open, just a jog. You know what? From that day forward, that kid was never the same. He was bold. He was confident. He lost all of his timidity. How does that work, Pastor? I don't know. I don't know how it works. Who cares? The guy got free. One night we had such an amazing move of God in the place. Everybody was laughing. Every time Pastor would hand a mic to somebody, they'd just fall out laughing. It was amazing. The service is all done. And his main usher that night, Frank, that was sticking with Dr. Barclay wherever he went, because they give him one guy that he can just always be working with, that one guy, somebody that knows how to work with him. And Frank was good. But after you catch about the 50th person with the anointing of God all over him, you're locking your knees because you're going to go out next. Because that anointing, every time you catch somebody full of anointing, it's getting in you. So you can see that Frank was pretty well drunk in the Holy Spirit. And sang the last song. They said amen. Pastor looked at Frank and said, you did a good job tonight, Frank. And literally, Frank just flipped right upside down with his legs right up on the side of the wall. And he's laying there, almost laying on his head. His shoes made big old black mark on the wall. And he's just laughing. And the dude laughed for 35 minutes just like this. It's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And we receive from him.
Yeah.
And we don't worship a man. And we remember this. The Holy Spirit is a being.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is God. To mimic him, unless you're a little child, because little children love to imitate their father. Well, that was the verse we were trying to get to. Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God, copy and follow his example as well-beloved children. So a child will do that. But you and I, as ministers, as we pray for people, not necessarily the fivefold ministry, but when you're ministering to somebody, you're flowing in the gift of ministry. Romans chapter 12. Do it with grace. That night that guy had the demon, Dr. Barclay grabbed him right by the shirt. And he grabbed him by his shirt and he said, come out of him. And of course, his knuckles hit his chest and that demon, and come out of him. I said, come out of him. And he let go. And the demon's going, and he goes, bam, he smacks him on the head like that, and down the guy goes. And he's like, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Grabbed him by the shirt again. I said, come out. And then the young man's body went, you know, went limp. I guess that's the right word. You could tell the demon left. And you heard Pastor say, now open your eyes and look at me. Why? Because you can see that demon eyes inside somebody's eyes if there's still a demon in them. And the young man stood up and said, I've been trying to get rid of that for a long time, Pastor. Thank you. My friend Alfonso Vargas probably got one of the craziest stories in the whole world. He was the number one drug leader in the San Diego area in 1975, 73, whatever it was. And he come to Dr. Barclay's, where Dr. Barclay was going to church and got born again. And God changed him, transformed him. Anyways, I was with him one time somewhere, and he was telling the story. He was down somewhere in South America. No, he was in Florida. And he said, he's preaching along, and the Holy Spirit said to him, somebody in here has a migraine, headache, really bad. Watch this. This is an interesting story. And you came here tonight to get deliverance from that migraine headache. And who are you? And a lady up in the balcony waved her hand and said, it's me. He said, well, come on down here. I'll pray for you. He said, as soon as she started moving toward me, he said, in the spirit, I saw myself slapping her upside of her head as hard as I could. And he said, I bind you, devil. But of course, when you say I bind you, devil, and it's God, you know immediately you just said the wrong words. So he said, I looked over at my wife and she said, I'm not doing it. So she had seen it too. So now Brother Alfonso's like, huh, that's how this lady's going to get free. She comes down there and she's squinting her eyes, you know, like a migraine. He said, it's really bad. She goes, it's really bad. I've had it for days. I can't get rid of it. He said, how bad do you want to be rid of it? She goes, it doesn't matter, sir. I want to be rid of it. And he said, I just swung with all of my might and smacked her right upside the face. He said, it cracked all over the whole building. Down she went, and everybody in the building was like,
oh, my God.
Because he said, it cracked really loud. He said, I had heard about Smith Wigglesworth, did stuff like that, and just kept preaching. So he said, I just kept preaching on the same point I was on, just like nothing happened. And he said, in a couple minutes, the lady stood up, and she shouted and said, it's gone. It's gone. Well, then the whole church just goes crazy. All right. Which, that's a cool story.
It is a very cool story.
2 weeks later, that lady calls Brother Alfonso on his cell phone and says, Brother Alfonso, I know that usually people don't call you, but I have a miracle to tell you. And I talked to my pastor and asked if I could called you, if he would give me your number. And once I told him the miracle, he said, oh yeah, he's going to want to hear it. Because she said, I received another miracle, not just that miracle that night. And he's like, well, what is that? She said, the reason I had the migraine is I was caught in a homosexual relationship and I could not get free. And when you slapped me upside of that my head, you chased that demon so far away from me, I never have fought it another day since then. I moved out, got all my stuff. I'm into my perfect life like I'm supposed to be. And I want to say thank you for not only getting me free from the migraine, but helping me get free from homosexuality.
Amazing and awesome, guys.
Now, wait. Let's put it back into these verses that we just read. Because what did Jesus say? I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I see my Father say, hear him say. You remember the man that was blind? He put mud on his eyes. The one time Jesus spit in the mud, in the dirt, and made mud. The other time Jesus spit in the blind man's eyes. Mm-hmm. You'd better be in a good relationship with God Almighty if you're going to spit in somebody's eye if they're blind. But watch. What Jesus had was a perfect relationship. From our lesson at noon today, in John chapter 2, when Mary said to Jesus, Jesus, they don't have any wine. And Jesus like, Mom, what does that have to do with me? And she, Mary, looked at the servants and said, whatever he tells you to do, go do it. Why? She knew. And Jesus said, go fill those pots with oil. Why did Jesus say that? Because he either heard the Father say, fill the pots with oil or water, or he saw them filling those pots with water. Because Jesus didn't do anything unless he heard it or he saw it in the realm of the Spirit. That's why there's no record anywhere that any time Jesus prayed for somebody, it failed. Because Jesus didn't pray for people who didn't want healed.
Amen.
And if you don't want to be healed and I pray for you, it ain't going to work because you don't want to be healed. Well, Pastor, who wouldn't want to be healed? There's a lot of people that don't want to be healed because that sickness is their only identity in life. It's like Jesus at the pool of Bethesda. That pool was full of sick people, and only one person got healed that day. And yet there's a multitude of times in the New Testament it says that Jesus healed them all, even the maimed, which means they got a limb missing. They got an eye gone. They got an ear gone. They got a finger gone. And their maimed were made whole. Woo! We've gone a long way. I was only going to go for about 20 minutes. And here we are, an hour later. Go ahead.
Amen. I will be healed.
Amen. 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 I agree with you. I agree with you and delivered and set free. No more cigarettes. None of them medications and stuff you've said you want free. I say all of it's gone in Jesus' mighty name.
It will. It will be. It is. It is. It is. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I love it. Don't you just love this? Now, Sunday said, a question, if you cast out a devil, wait, this isn't Sunday, this is Roger.
Sunday says she's done the services, yeah, Roger said.
Don't you have to cast them to a tree or someplace else?
No.
You don't ever see Jesus, except in the case of the pigs where they ask if they could go in the pigs. I don't ever remember Jesus saying, go into any other place. He just said, come out. Be silent and come out.
With the legion, he cast it, and they asked to go into the pigs. Remember?
Yeah.
Right.
They asked Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
And the pigs had more sense than most humans because they ran down and killed themselves because they didn't want a demon in them.
Amen.
People would ask Brother Hagin, "Can a Christian have a human demon?" He's like, "Well, Christian has authority, so he can have whatever he wants, I guess." Now, that's a good question, Roger. I appreciate you asking because that's one of those questions that just continually comes up all the time because there's so much false doctrine. If you're going to cast them out, you got to cast them, clear them out to the pit, make them wander in dry places. Why don't you just do what Jesus did? Shut up and come out. Shut up and come out. No demon can come in you unless you want it or open the door. You might not want it. But if you open the door by witchcraft, by demon music, by demonic movies, if you open that door, then the devil can come in you because you opened that door of your own free will. But otherwise, there's no way a devil can come in a born-again, spirit-filled believer. That's why when you get somebody born... That's why when you get somebody free from a demon, the first thing you do is get him born again. The next thing you do is get him filled with the Holy Spirit and get him speaking in tongues because you want that vessel full of the Holy Spirit. So when the enemy comes back, because he is coming back, the house will be full of the Holy Spirit. There'll be no room for it. God will never force himself on anybody. Take away your freedom of choice. He will never take away your freedom of choice. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we got to be done, receive communion, and get moving. Remember, tomorrow night we're going to have some spots about the from our former years. It's going to be a fun program. You're going to thoroughly enjoy it. I'm going to play some of that first night, even though I was really, really, really nervous that night. And I didn't know none of what I know now. How to make all this work and just be the cool, calm, cool, collected me. But I want to say thank you to every one of you who've helped us this happen.
Yeah, it wouldn't be without you guys.
Thank you. You believed in us. We believe in you. We're with you. We're fighting alongside of you. And together we make an amazing body of Christ. And honestly, the number of churches who actually have a discipleship process 7 days a week is very small. We didn't set out to do it 7 days a week. We just obeyed God, and here we are. And because we've been faithful, now God is blessing us for our faithfulness. And our format will grow. It'll develop. It'll be different than what it is right now in the future, or if Jesus doesn't come back and get us. But what we're always going to do is we're going to follow his leadership because this is his plan, not mine. Dr. Summerall always made the statement, write it down. I don't care what you're doing, Lord, on the face of this earth. I just want to be right in the center of what that is today. Amen. Doesn't matter to me what it is you're doing. I just want to be right in the middle of it. Here's the reality. You and I are in the middle of it. Do you know how many churches we could help do this very same thing? Let me say it differently. Do you know how many churches we do this very same thing we're doing right here? Every single one of them. Because then you'd have people reaching everybody in the community and people... Look at Mary and Don. They don't have the ability to go to church. They don't have that ability. And yet, you and I can be that blessing to them in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray our prayer tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless you right now. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you that you have done a mighty work in the community of faith. Thank you, Father, that you've helped us be faithful. Just be faithful. Thank you that even when it didn't make sense, you helped us remain faithful. Thank you, Lord, that when we didn't even realize what was happening, you just helped us be faithful. And we love every one of these people that are with us, Jesus. Thank you for every one of them. I would try to name all their names, Lord, but then I'd end up leaving somebody out and somebody be hurt feelings, and I don't want to do that. So every person in the past that's been a part of this, every person that's with us right now, every person, every ministry that's coming to be a part of this in the future, we bless them now in Jesus' mighty name. May every pastor see the opportunity to minister to his people and disciple them in the ways of the Lord and grow and develop and change his community. We pray this in your mighty name. Bless every one of these tonight. Thank you for taking this up to the next level in you. Bless this next week of celebration. Bless us in this next week of celebration. May we have so much fun. And Holy Spirit, speak very specifically to us about what's coming in the future. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, verse 31. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. Let you and me examine ourselves. And then let us eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Why? Because if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged by the world. And we'll get to heaven and being right standing with God Almighty. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love, God's love, has been perfected among inside of us. How's that? Because as he, Jesus, is right now, so are we in this world. He's dead, we're the body. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. We bind all torment in your life.
Amen.
We bind all trauma in your life. And we declare, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation now. Maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Now's the opportunity. You're not getting a religion. You're not getting a denomination. You're not getting a building. You're getting a relationship with God restored from when Adam fell. It is the greatest thing that can happen to you. All you have to do is pray this prayer and mean it from the depths of your heart. It would be the first step of your new walk with God. This is the cool part. God Almighty comes to live on the inside of you, and then he teaches you from the inside. Pretty cool when you have your dad standing in front of you teaching you about life, but he's got to go to sleep and so do you. But Jesus on the inside never sleeps, and he's there by the Spirit. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
In my life every day.
In my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And John 1:12.
And John 1:12.
When I believe in you.
When I believe.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
In Jesus.
Jesus, my
all of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling me right now.
Filling me right now.
Ah, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
And understand the word of God.
And understand the word of God.
pray in my heavenly language.
As pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Amen. And amen. I'm telling you what, since we started adding that statement, I receive all of your love, your mercy, your grace, and your righteousness. By the time we get to righteousness, the power of God is all over me. I've never had that happen. I never made that statement, though, before. Welcome to the family of God. You might say, Pastor, it just happened to me, too. It's like I got hot heat all over me. Yeah. What is it? That's God Almighty. He's filling you right now. Just say it. Fill me up. Fill me up. I want all you got. This is what's going on. Jesus is the light of the world, and he just came in you and filled you with light. No more darkness. Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. He just came on the inside of you, and now you're filled with faith because he's in there. All of Jesus' righteousness just came inside of you because he was the pure, perfect, spotless Lamb of God, and he gave you his righteousness so you don't have to ever sin another day of your life. We got a great teaching to help you understand that. The Father just said, adopt him into the family. You're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. That's for them, heaven. Now, for you, you're in the family. First day of the rest of your life. And it just took one 60-second prayer because you opened the door and Jesus came in. They put my email address and website in there so you have the ability to contact me. Send me an email, say, hey, Pastor, I prayed that prayer, and I want to walk with God. Help me know how to do that, and I'll be your friend. Honestly, I will be your friend and help you walk with God every day in Jesus' mighty name. I've got a set of videos that really help you with righteousness. Ain't no pointing no finger at nobody. You don't have to confess your sin to anybody. You talk between you and God. And the reality of it is, it's not about your sin. It's about his righteousness. It's one of the greatest teachings you'll ever be able to listen to. And these wonderful believers have timestamps all over it. Go check them out. They might not be accurate with the mouth and the video, but it doesn't matter. Just listen to it. Who knows what happened on that day, but it wasn't on our end, and nobody here messed it up. So glory be to God. Here we go. Get your communion elements, and let's receive the communion together today. Hurry, run and get some grape juice and bread. Get you some bread and water. Jesus turned the water into wine. Here we go. Pray this with me. Bye and see. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless these elements for this time of communion with you. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
peace. Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my
body. In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body. Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my
community. And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Amen. Let's receive his bread together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despising the shame. And you called it all joy. And now we lift up the cup blessing. The blood of Jesus. Say this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And
I thank you for
it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Am a brand new creation.
I am a brand new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
You might say, Pastor, how many times we got to say that? Till you get it. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Including COVID.
Including both.
Has to pass over my life
and
cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my
family. Conscience is purged.
My, conscience is
my
purged.
Robes are made white.
My robes are made
and
white.
I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus.
In Jesus'
mighty name. Let's receive the bloodshed. Thank you, Jesus. Say it. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away. Now, well, I sing a song. I'm going to get that new Blood of Jesus song down. I don't have it yet, though. I like that song, though. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. You will never. The blood that gives me strength. Audrey's like, man, this guy's going to go all night long. Bless you, Audrey. Love you.
I could sing all night long.
I know. Me too. Good night. Love you.
Love
you. All right. Well. There's only one way to say Annie. Good night, Annie. Love you.
Bye.
Good night, Sunday.
Bye.
Love you. Good night, Francetta. Love you. Good night, Mary Ellen. Good night, John Boy. Well, we're not going to belabor the point. We sure love you guys. Thank you for being here. What an amazing night we had tonight. Thank you for being the wonderful family that you are. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, all right. Here we go. We sure love you. We'll see you again soon. We'll be live here for the Read the Word in just a little while. See you tomorrow, guys. Love you.